大家好，我是 Jenny， 开言英语要祝大家端午节快乐。
Hey guys, this is Adam. That's right. Happy Dragon Boat Festival from all of us to all of you.
如果你听我们节目已经有一段时间了呢，可能你听过我们前几年做的每一年做的 Dragon Boat Festival 特辑啊。所以呢，在英语里面，端午节我们是其实说龙舟节，对不对？
Dragon Boat Festival. That's right.
英语里面好像这个船哈、有好多不同的说法 boat 啦 ships 啦
sure yeah that's what I remember during that Suez Canal crisis I was really excited because we could talk about boats
对那期节目 Adam 是最爱最开心因为他非常爱船但是今天呢我觉得我们可以跟大家分享一些英语里面也有很多和 boats ships、或者航行 sailing 有关的、很好的
Right.
俗语还有一些固定表达
Right, right. So today we have picked a list of our favorite, most useful ship-related phrases.
对 boat and ship idioms. I want to start off with 所有和 boat 相关的一些表达
Okay.
特别是一个词、which I have seen our users use to 形容你
Oh.
说 Adam 是一个 dream boat.
Dream boat. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so.Dreamboat is, makes me think about a teenage girl with a poster on her wall. That poster is maybe an actor or a singer.
她的偶像
Right, their idol. So they can say he's a dreamboat. He's my idol. My idol is a dreamboat.
对，所以我刚学这个词的时候觉得有点奇怪，因为我们用船来形容一个人，而且通常是形容一个很性感、很有魅力的男性，对不对？
Right.
比如好莱坞或者中国任何男明星啊，你很喜欢的。
Right.
都是可以说他们是一个 dreamboat.
Right, what a dreamboat.
比如 Adam is such a dreamboat.
I don't know how many people have actually said that. Many people have said Adam is a showboat.
也有点。哒哒哒哒哒。Okay, 所以 dreamboat 我们学完意思了以后 let's move on to
showboat.
Show 大家都知道是什么意思吗
Put on a show.
Put on a show.
Yeah.
所以当你形容一个人是 showboat 的时候就是说他们很喜欢 show off 吗、
right.
还是说他们很喜欢表演 perform?
Yeah, both, right? So this is not really a negative word or not really a positive word. It's just like describes that type of person who isalways putting on a show.
Adam is such a showboat.
But maybe a little negative.
对我也觉得因为我们说一个人是 showboat, 就是说 they are very loud, 然后他们经常就是很喜欢表现很喜欢在人群前面 they want to be the center of attention.
They want, yeah, people, look at me, look at me,
对对对
look at me. So yeah, I guess I probably fit into that category.
So, 你既是一个 dream boat, 也是一个 show boat.
Wow, so much boat. you know what, guys? Whatever floats your boat, call me any kind of boat you want.
Hey, that's a perfect phrase here. Whatever floats your boat.、这个是我们另外一位主播 Spencer 很爱用的。
So, I was trying really hard not to mention Spencer in、the show boat part.
Spencer 有点 show boat.
But yeah, whatever floats your boat is something that Spencer says. It's something I say a lot too, and it really just means whatever makes you happy or whatever you want to do,
对对对
do it.
对对随便啦你喜欢就好你开心就好、
Right.
所以这句话 once again is
whatever floats your boat.
Okay, 因为 floats 就是漂浮的这个意思啊、whatever float your boat. 而且 kind of rhymes, right?
It sure does.、
其实讲到你和 Spencer, you guys are kind of in the same boat.、是不是两个
Don't remind me.
没有 我的意思是你们都是两个很年轻来到中国然后在中国居住了挺长一段时间、中文也说得很好然后很有天赋的主播 So you're in the same boat.
Thank you. That's very kind. Although this idiom in the same boat,Boat, it really makes me think about a kind of negative situation.
Oh.
Like, oh, I'm in the same boat, man.
Like, oh, yeah, you guys both have to deal with me.
Maybe that's the boat.
That's the boat, dealing with Jenny.
Yeah, oh, I can't believe Jenny said this. Oh, I'm totally in the same boat.
Oh, 所以这个表达 in the same boat 不仅是说你们两个这个 situation 很像，通常这个 situation 是一种比较困难，是一个困境。
Right, right, right. So yeah, it doesn't mean that just we are similar. It just means that we are in this similar, furthermore, this similarly bad situation.
Situation.这个有一点 remind me of 中文有一个成语同舟共济，但是我们讲的那个同舟共济就是也是一个 hard situation、
right.
但我们要一起努力，我们要一起
overcome、right. get out of the boat.
对对对英语可以 we're in the same boat, we need to get out of the boat.
Get out of the boat. I think if it was clear, if the context was clear and you said, I need to get out of this boat,、then yes, you could say that 100%. However, if the context was not clear,、then the other person might be confused because there's so many other boat idioms. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, they might have missed the boat. They don't know what you're talking about.
That's right. So maybe you didn't buy...That stock.
讲到投资最容易出现就是这个、很后悔
Right, right.
我如果一年前买这个股票多好怎么怎么样、
right.
But I missed the boat.
You missed the boat.
就是错过一个特别好的机会是吧
Right.、
missed the boat. 好那通常你 miss 这个 boat, it's a good boat. 它不是一个 bad boat.
Yeah, it's an opportunity.
It's a good opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. But sometimes it's hard. 比如你刚开始学投资 you're just fresh off the boat. You don't know what you're doing.
Oh, and I can tell you are not fresh off the boat,、the Segway boat.
I've been working on my 转换能够转得更自然一
点。But you're right. It's a phrase you can use to describe somebody who is very new at something, fresh off the boat. Obviously, Jenny and I are not fresh off the boat here.
但关于 fresh off the boat, 我还想讲的一点就是它不一定要形容你是新到一个地方初来乍到。它可以就是说你是一个 beginner at something,
right,
对不对
right.
好那接下来 aren't you excited about this next phrase?
Yeah, I really am.
你最喜欢的。
I really am, yeah. So, when you're in a boat,
yeah.
you don't want to rock a boat. That's not a good idea. Unless the boat is stuck in a canal, then maybe you do want to rock it.
But in general, don't rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat.
这里 rock 不是一块石头的意思。这里的 rock 是、
no. It's a movement from,、
yeah.
from side to side.
Like, don't shake it.
Don't shake it, yeah. So don't rock the boat really just means we don't need to change what we're doing.
对，就我们现在这个 situation 很 stable,、很平稳、
right.
很好 so don't rock it.
Yeah. So any kind of new...change or new way or new approach would rock this boat, this situation.
Don't rock the boat. 所以这句俗语一般是 don't.
Don't, yeah.
不太说 oh, Adam, let's rock the boat.
Yeah, I mean, again, you can say that, but usually we say, guys, let's not rock the boat.
Yeah, don't burn the boats.
Don't burn the boats. Okay, so I learned something today. I always like that.
Yeah, which is?
I have always used and taught and talked about the phrase burn bridges.
Oh, right. Burn bridges 就把桥都烧掉意思就是就你得罪了很多人 and no one wants to help you anymore, right?
Exactly.
You burn those relationships.
Could be relationships or anything that would help you go back.
Right.
You cross the bridge and then you burn
it. You burn the bridge.
But burn the boats is also a very, very common expression.
好那看完了很多跟 boat 相关的表达以后呢 Let's not forget about ship
Oh, right
对 ship 也有很多好说法、
Okay, so、we were talking before about opportunities that we missed
Oh, 对 missed the boat
You missed the boat So another kind of similar phrase is That ship has sailed
对那个船已经开走了、就是、过了这个村就没这个店的意思
Right, nowThey're very similar, but I would use them to describe different things. So, missed the boat is you missed that opportunity, that investment opportunity or whatever. Here, that ship has sailed just means whatever situation existed before is not coming back. So it could be possible investment opportunity or it could be relationship. Maybe, you know, I want to get back together with my ex-girlfriend, but no, that ship has sailed.
Okay.
Burn my bridges.
对，你看很多是相关的，你可以一连串一起用，是不是
？Right.
That ship has sailed. 其实关于英语这些 idioms 啊，俗语、习语，它有一个特点，就是 they're kind of fixed.是比较固定的一些表达，通常我们会说 miss the boat， 我们不说 I miss the ship， 然后我们会说
or miss our boat，
right， that ship has sailed， 不太说 that boat has sailed，
right，
可能就是约定俗成 for hundreds of years，
right，
if not longer， people have said it this way，
right， we were not going to change it，
don't rock the boat，
don't rock the
don't
boat，
don't change it，
that's right， that's
don't
right，
don't rock the boat、mm.。好，那接下来呢，我想分享一个我很喜欢的和 ship 相关的 idiom。
Okay.
Which is to run a tight ship.
Yes, okay. No wonder you like this one.
对，因为对于很多管理者来说，工作各种各样的事情。
Right, right. So a tight ship, you might be wondering why we're saying tight here. Tight really means efficient.
对对，效率很高，很高效啊。所以这个说法用的最多的就像我刚刚说的形容管理者。
Right,
they
right.
run a very tight ship.
Sure.
你觉得这个它的重点是说效率高，人效很高，还是说它最后 quality 也很好？ They're not always the same thing.
Right, of course, yeah. So quality is, of course, important, but I think what's more important is think about the Navy. You know, a captain is on the ship, and the captain says, you know, everybody...
they give orders,
you
and
give
people
orders,
need to obey, right?
And everybody obeys very quickly and smoothly.
To run a tight ship.
Right.
Let's move on to two phrases that I don't particularly like because I'm not a quitter.
That's right. That's right. Jenny has never jumped ship. She's never abandoned ship.
我这怎么可以呢？ In some ways, I'm the captain.
Like, yeah, captain goes... we didn't say that today, but the captain always goes down with the ship.
就要船要沉，这个 captain 要跟他一起沉下去。
Right, right, right. Everybody else can just jump ship.
Jump ship. Okay, 好，那我们来看看这个 jump ship.
Okay, so jump ship really just means jump off the ship.
That's very Titanic. 不是 Rose 和什么 you jump, I jump.
Right, yeah. So they needed to get off that ship because that ship was
sinking.
Very clearly sinking.
对。
But sometimes it's not so clear. Maybe you are working for a company that...seems really good.
我觉得可以对比一下这两个很相似的说法、啊、一个是 jump 跳船、jump ship， 另外一个是 abandon 遗弃丢弃。
Yeah, okay, so
abandon ship.
Abandon is, just as a word, is much more serious than jump. So if someone is going to abandon ship, it probably means everybody is going to abandon ship.
就一群人。
Well, it's often an order that the captain is giving. Abandon ship.
就比如 Titanic
right,
那种 situation.
Yeah, yeah. Abandon ship to the lifeboats.
对，所以我觉得对比一下这两个表达的区别是 jump ship 其实就是中文的跳槽嘛，就 change job.
Just
可能你这个公司没有任何的问题。
Right, right, right.
你只是有一个更好的机会哦 whatever reason,、
yeah.
right, jump ship 就跳槽了。但是 abandon ship 通常就是那个 ship 本身有点问题。
Right, you see the rats leaving the ship. You're like, okay, I better get off the ship.
对这个公司啊，或者这个行业 is...kind of sinking is going down,、
right.
so everybody abandons ship.、好，那很重要的，这里我们不用加的，是不是？不用 jump the ship.
Yes, that's right.
好，那我们今天节目的最后呢 we have last one more expression that we want to share with you.
I'm so sad.、you know, I feel I've already missed the boat on the boat lesson.
你不用 sad, 因为最后这个词很好，这个说法特别好。
It is a good one, and it is often something that you say when you're saying goodbye、
yeah.
to someone, or when someone is saying goodbye to you, they're going on a trip, for example,、and that is smooth sailing.
一帆风顺。
Right. One thing we really want to say about this phrase is, of course you can say, I wish you smooth sailing,、or just smooth sailing.To mean I wish you.、What we don't want to say is I was or I had been smooth sailing、
okay.
or I will be smooth sailing.
觉得好像更多是说 that situation or that process, it was smooth sailing.
Yeah, it's always a process. It's always a thing.
好，那当然 we wish all of you smooth sailing.
That's right. As you remember not to rock the boat and perhaps run a tight ship.
And don't miss the boat.
And yes, miss no boats whatsoever.
对，不要错过人生中的好机会。好，那最后呢，还是祝大家都有一个快乐的端午节 and eat lots of yummy triangle.
Yeah, it's returned.
粽子哈、Adam 说是 yummy triangles, 很好吃的三角。
Right, I think I've said that for what, 7 years now. So it's really nice to have this breath of fresh air and get this boat subject out there. But you're right, yummy triangles is an important concept to come back to.
但是正是你查字典粽子 it's just dumplings.
Dumplings, yeah, it's always dumplings.
It's always dumplings. 饺子馄饨什么都是 dumplings.
Right, right, right.
Dumplings wrapped in leaves.
Sticky rice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sticky rice dumplings wrapped in leaves.
对。
So you choose, what do you want to say, that or yummy triangles?
好的 thank you for listening to our show and enjoy your Dragon Boat Festival. We'll see you next time, 下次再见。
Okay, bye guys. Smooth sailing.